Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY24 post-results earnings conference call of PNC Infratech hosted by IDBI Capital. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Periwal.
Yeah, thanks, Nirav. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all for the PNC Infratech Limited post-result earnings call with the management. From the management team of PNC, we have with us Yogesh Jain ji, Managing Director, T.R. Rao ji, Director Infra, and D.K. Maheshwari ji, Vice President Finance. As usual, we'll have an opening remarks from the management, and followed by we have Q&A session. Thank you, sir. Over to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. I have with me Mr. T.R. Rao, Director Infra, Mr. D.K. Maheshwari, Vice President Finance, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors. We have uploaded the financial results and investor presentation on the stock exchange as well as company's website for your reference. Initially, I would like to mention key update in the industry, followed by key operational developments of the company and highlights of financial performance during quarter one of financial year 2024, post which we will be happy to answer your questions. According to industry reports, road construction as well as projects awarding activities slowed down during quarter one of financial year 2024. As per industry reports, during quarter one of financial year 2024, a total of 611 kilometers new project on the awarded and total length about 2,250 kilometers road constructed. As per recent MoRTH announcement, road construction target for the year 2023-24 has been revised from 12,500 to 14,000 kilometers. Similarly, 12,000 kilometer target is set for award of new project during the year 2023-24. Considering the ambitious target set forth for financial year 2024 and bidding process has still not picked up till date, pace of bidding and awarding activity by the authorities are expected to be intensified during the second half of financial year 2024. As part of National Highway Authority of India's monetization plan, NHAI floated bids under toll operator operate transfer model for TOT 13 and 14 bundles for an aggregate length of 300 kilometers and operation period of 20 years each. NHAI is in the process of awarding project packages of 610 kilometers long Varanasi-Kolkata highway with an estimated project cost of rupees 35,000 crores. After completion of this highway, the current travel time between Varanasi and Kolkata is expected to be reduced by 50%. I am pleased to share with you that our company secured 3 packages out of 14 packages of this highway floated so far by NHAI on HAM format. Transport Ministry proposed to deploy advanced technology global navigation satellite system or GNSS to completely to do away with the barriers at toll plazas. As GNSS system will enable gateless plaza, vehicles will no longer have to halt at plaza. The technology consultant appointed by IHMCL for the mandate are already working on it. Now coming to updates on the company. Our company signed concession agreement for the 4 recently secured HAM highway projects secured in financial year 23, having an aggregate bid project cost of 4,083 crore. The above HAM mandates includes package 2, package 3 and package 6 of 6-lane Greenfield Varanasi-Ranchi-Kolkata highway of NHAI and package 3 of 4 lane highway from Singur Upahar to Behranpur Kadipur Ichli of NH731 of MoRTH. It is near to Prayagraj. Company's strong balance sheet, financial prudence, constant credit rating upgrades enable company to secure debt to competitive rates. Now moving on to the operational and financial performance of the company. The company is currently having 27 BOT toll, BOT NOT and HAM assets. Company's fund-based portfolio of 27 projects comprise 22 HAM projects with an aggregate bid project cost of 28,673 crores. Out of 22 projects, company completed and achieved PCOD and COD for 7 projects, 11 projects are under construction and 4 projects are under development. With regard to equity investment, cumulative requirement for the 22 HAM projects amount to be around 2,900 crores. As of June 23, we have already infused rupees 1,716 crores and the remaining equity is to be infused over the course of next 2-3 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next 2 to 3 years should be adequate to meet the above equity investment requirement. Now moving to our order book, as of 30th June 23, our unexecuted order book stands at 14,900 crore, which does not include EPC value of about rupees 4,000 crore of the 4 new HAM projects secured recently. Accordingly, unexecuted order book value would be about 19,000 crore. Out of the above total unexecuted order book, highway and expressway contract contributes around 72% and water projects contribute around 28%. The company has achieved notable progress in rural drinking water projects under the Jal Jeevan Mission JJM during the past 2 quarters. Till 30th June 23, the company has booked a total revenue of rupees 1,454 crores under JJM. The revenue booked during the quarter ending 30th June 23 in the water segment was rupees 421 crores. Now I would present the result for the quarter ended June 30th 23. Before discussing financial performance, I would like to share that during quarter 1 of financial 23, the company received an early completion bonus of rupees 37.02 crores, which was included in the revenue. We have not taken the above into the consideration make financial performance of quarter 1 of financial 23 objectively comparably with first quarter of financial 24. Revenue of first quarter of financial 24 is rupees 1,861 crore, which is higher by 8% as compared to rupees 1,721 crore in first quarter of financial year 23. The EBITDA for the first quarter is rupees 245 crore, which is higher by 11% as compared to rupees 221 crore in quarter 1 financial year 23. The EBITDA margin for the first quarter of financial year 24 is 13.2%. The profit for the first quarter of financial year 24 is rupees 157 crore as compared to rupees 130 crore in the first quarter of financial year 23. A growth of 21% on year-to-year basis, the PAT margin for the first quarter of financial year 24 is 8.4%. Consolidated revenue of quarter 1 of financial year 24 is rupees 2092 crore as compared to rupees 2016 crore in quarter 1 financial year 23 with a growth of 4%. The consolidated EBITDA for the first quarter of financial year 24 is rupees 436 crore. The EBITDA margin for quarter 1 of financial year 24 is 20.9%. The consolidated PAT for quarter 1 24 is 181 crore, The PAT margin for the first quarter of financial year 24 is 8.6%. As on 30th June 23, our net working cycle is 83 days as compared to 87 days as on 31st March 23. Our net worth on standalone basis is rupees 4,098 crore as on 30th June 23, whereas total standalone debt is rupees 489 crores. The total cash and bank balance as on 30th June 2023 is 186 crore. We have a net debt of rupees 303 crores. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.17 times. On console basis, our net worth is rupees 4,476 crores, whereas total debt is rupees 6,774 crores as on 30th June 23. The total cash and bank balance include current investment is rupees 943 crore. This translates to net debt to equity of 1.46 times. With this, we now open the floor for question answer.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. First is on the going back to the guidance what we have talked last time, 15% revenue growth, 13.5% EBITDA margin, and order inflow 10 to 12,000 crore. So out of that, 30% from non-growth. So all these numbers stand remain same or any change?
As you know, the growth is around 10 to 15%, which we have inform in the last quarter, and the EBITDA margin will continue in the 13 to 13.5%, and contract in award in FY24 will be around 10,000 crore.
Okay, and what non-road
will be? Shravan, sorry, but your voice is breaking. Can you please come in a better reception area?
Is it fine now?
No, it's still breaking.
First thing, out of that, how much are we looking at from non-road order inflow?
We still maintain around 20 to 30% from non-road sectors, and around 80 to 80% from the roads and highway sector.
Okay, and so in terms of the monetization, 11 HAM and 1 BOT.
Shravan, sorry to interrupt you, but your voice is breaking very badly. I will request to rejoin the queue again. Next question is from the line of Ashish from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congrats on a good performance. Sir, wanted to check, on this non-highway, so what is it that we are looking for? Which segments we look to get this maybe about 2 to 3,000 crores of inflows?
See, water will continue to be one of the sectors which we are looking at, and also we'll be looking at the projects like railway. As you know that we got one Orbitrail project last year for 755 crores in Haryana. So similar kind of projects, light rail, metro rail or whatever this thing. So that is one area we are looking at. Apart from the water sector, which we are already working, and other state governments also coming out with the projects under JGM. So we are like looking at those opportunities as a part of our non-road sector.
Okay. And sir, given that, we were expecting a little front-ended ordering, we thought any part of the way the government will order, but we are already in mid-August and we still to see anything concrete happen.
Sorry to interrupt you, but your voice is coming muffled. Can you please speak through the handset?
Yeah, give me a second.
Yeah, is it better now?
Thank you.
Yeah, it is better now.
Yes, sir. Okay. So, sir, what I was asking is that given that there has been a delay in the ordering this year as well. So is there any risk in terms of the target for the awards, or you think this 10,000-odd crore can be still managed?
It can still be managed because the government has fixed a target of 12,000 km of highways to be awarded during the financial year FY 2024. Even though the awarding activity slowed down in Q1, and even till date, it is still slowed down. So what we expect that this will pick it up, get it up during the second half of the current financial year. So we are still hopeful of getting 10,000 crore of new projects during the current financial year.
Even we have already submitted 9 bids that amounts around 11,700.
11,000 crore of bids are under evaluation. We submitted for 4 HAM projects and 5 EPC projects, which are under evaluation.
Sure. So just the last thing from.
So we don't see any issue in the business development as well as the targets.
So second half will be better.
Right, sir. So just the last thing, some specific projects, if you can update in terms of status. One is the Haryana Orbital Rail. By when do we expect the project to commence? Are all the land and other ROW-related issues taken care? And secondly, what is the status for the JJM? We earlier were looking at something like 2,000+ crores of revenue for FY 2024. We seem to be on track, but just checking on that number again. And also on the AP Irrigation Canal project. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. First thing, Haryana Orbital Rail, we executed the contract agreement in the month of May. Then we commenced the works there. Earthwork is going on. In the last week only, we started the engine structures works also. There is no issue with the land. So we feel that this project will be on track as per the timeline set forth in the contract document. And the second thing, we are maintaining the same thing, 2,000 crore plus revenue under the Jal Jeevan Mission. So in the first quarter, we achieved 400 crore plus revenue. Maybe second quarter, there may be slight dip during the intense monsoon and widespread monsoon strikes. But we should be able to achieve 2,000 crore plus revenue from the JJM during the current financial year. Third, with respect to AP Canal, as of now, as you know, that only we were able to do only 5-6 months work. Now, water is being flown into the canal system, so almost we stopped our works. And this year, again, we'll commence the work during the next working season. And also, we are looking forward to have some payments because we have not received any payments so far from them.
Sir, any number you'd like to leave us? How much execution to expect in the AP irrigation project this financial year?
This financial year, we are expecting around 100 crore maximum.
Around 100 crore. This project becomes very, very long tenure, right? I mean, it was a 1,000 crore project where I think it still may have.
Till April 2024, because of the limited working season availability and also there is a.
We have already slowed down.
We have already slowed down, and we written a letter to them saying that because of the paucity of funds and other things, so this project will take longer time.
Right, sir. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a very, very good set of numbers. My first question is, sir, can you update us on the monetization, where we are right now? And are we confident that we will close this in the next couple of quarters or by end of fiscal year 2024?
Actually, as earlier we have informed in the last call, the company continued to give highest priority to the monetization of operational assets and for unlock its equity and leverage its balance sheet. In the first lot, total 12 projects floated for monetization, including 11 HAM assets and one BOT toll assets, which would have a total debt over rupees 6,900 crore and total equity of over rupees 1,700 crore. Strategic advisor retained for running the process and interested buyer submitted their non-binding offer for the said assets.
Okay. Understood. So we expect this to be finalized in the next couple of quarters. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
My second question is, sir, on the tender pipeline for NHAI, how is it looking like at this point of time? Is the number of more than 1 trillion, 1 lakh crore?
See, NHA already floated tenders. Around 70 tenders are already floated, which is coming around to 70.
Sir, sorry to interrupt you. Yogesh, sir, may I request you to come a little closer towards the mic?
Yeah, NHA already floated RFP for over 68 projects that comprising EPC and HAM, that is costing around more than 65,000 crore for bidding. Bid due dates for the above projects are staggered up to 31st October 23.
Yes, and post that also we have another 5 months, November, December and 3 months in the next calendar year. So that's another 30,000 to 40,000. As you said, the pipeline would be around 1 lakh crore during the current financial year.
My last question is, sir, how is the land acquisition progress on the four projects, four road projects which have won recently, especially the Varanasi-Ranchi highway?
See, in case of Varanasi-Ranchi highway, NHA already achieved 3G. 3G at a more than 70% 3G has been done. Now it is a 3H which has to happen. They deposited money with, mainly with the designated accounts, and only 3H has to happen. So they are taking up with the respective state governments to expedite the process of 3H so that the disbursements are distributed to the landowners and the land is taken into possession. So we hope that this should happen before the appointed date and the conditions precedent time what is available to NHA, including 5 months
towards
part of financial
close. So by end of Q3, we should be able to start the work. Is that a fair assessment?
Because we signed just now. So
it will take around 5 months, right?
Yeah, 5 months. Maybe Q4, we will be able to start the preliminary works.
Understood, sir. Thank you, and best of luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Access Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, for the bookkeeping question, if you can give us the details of the outstanding order backlog for the projects which I may ask. So, sir, the outstanding order backlog for Lucknow Ring Road 1, Delhi Vadodara Package 31 and 29.
Yeah, Lucknow Ring Road,
is complete, already completed.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And luck and
29 complete.
DV 29 is already completed, and 31 balance amount is around 100 crore.
Okay. And then on the other HAM projects of Chakeri Allahabad, then Jalekar Hariur, Unnao Lausganj, Jagdishpur, Aligarh Kanpur package 5, and Meerut Nazirabad.
Yeah, Chakeri Allahabad is almost completed. It is only 34 crore remaining. Then Meerut Najibabad is 165 crore. Chalakeri 227 crore. And Jagdishpur Faizabad is...
Chalakeri is 227, right sir?
Yeah.
And Unnao Lausganj?
Around 300 crore.
And sir, Jagdishpur and Aligarh Kanpur package 5?
Aligarh Kanpur package 5 around 150 crore.
Jagdishpur
around 90 crore.
And sir, this canal project is still the status quo is 979 crores. There is no change, right?
No, we have executed this in this quarter around 14 crore work. It is outstanding around 964 crore.
Okay. And sir, the EPC value of this four HAM project where we have signed the concession agreement should be almost like 85% of the BPC. That is a fair assumption?
Yeah, 85 to 90.
No, it will be 85% of the BPC. Of course, but BPC doesn't include GST. Likewise, EPC also 85% of that also will not include GST.
about it. Sir, can you give us the equity breakup? Because at the start of the call you said balance equity requirement. Can you give us breakup for the next 2 years? How are we planning?
For 18 projects, we require the 2,440 crore. And for remaining new project, 500 crore, total requirement around 2,900. And we have already executed 1,716 crore till June 23.
Hmm.
So we require only 1,228 crore in next 2-3 years.
Hmm. So can you break up, sir? 9 months, 25, 26?
FY24, you can take around 80 crore. 25 will be around 450 crore.
Mm-hmm.
26 will be around 350 and remaining on FY27.
Okay. 80 crore will be 9 months. Got it. And sir, what is the toll collection at the operational asset, if you can highlight?
Yeah. Toll collection in MP Highway at 12.3 crore in first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanpur Highway around 26.5. And Bareilly Almora was 16.2.
And Narela?
Narela it was at 12.5.
And Raibareilly is the annuity project. Right, sir.
That is 32 crore here.
32 crore, yes, yes. And sir, on the other breakup, if you can give like capex incurred in Q1 and the targeted capex for full year. And mobilization, advance, retention, unbilled, debtors, inventory and payables.
Capex, we are expecting FY24 around 100 to 120 crore. And out of that, 13 crore we have already taken in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And the retention as on 30th June is 120 crore. And advances from client is around 490 crore rupees.
And unbilled? If any. Hello.
Unbilled amount in 30th June around 53 crore rupees.
And if you can share the debtors, inventories and payables.
Debtors almost the same in the March. It is 93 days which we have already uploaded in the presentation. And in case we want the breakup, EPC is around 43% and 56% HAM outstanding.
And in value terms, if you can give, otherwise it's okay. And in inventory and payables, if possible.
We'll share.
We will share.
Okay, thank you. So I have more questions. I'll get back in the queue. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you.
Sure, sure.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from Lino Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, Lucknow, Unnao, Lalganj order book and Meerut, Najibabad order book is how much?
Unnao, Lalganj is around 300 crore.
It is unexecuted.
And Meerut, Najibabad is 165 crore.
165 and Gaju village Devinagar bypass that is the package 1C
is 480 crore.
And Haryana rail the value will the same 7715 772 crore.
Right.
Okay. And water debtors is how much, sir, out of EPC debtors for Madison, but how much is JJM debtors?
As on 30th June, it was around 400 crore, but mostly we have recovered in during this July and August. And presently, it will be around 250 crore rupees.
Yeah.
Which is of okay. Current month, billing.
Oh, okay. And the inventory and trade payable would be how much? So last March it was inventory was 764 crore. So what would be the broader number as on June?
Inventory and 30th June is around 880 crore rupees.
And trade payable would be?
around 600 crore, sir.
600 crore. Okay. And sir, when we say that in terms of the HAM monetization, so deal, so to just to clarify two things. One, deal definitely we are saying it will be done in 2022. But in terms of the cash payment or cash received from the buyer, when are we going to get the money from them?
We are expecting in this financial year.
Okay. Okay. The entire money we are expecting to get in this FY24 only.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Except.
Okay. Okay. Sir, any water projects you said that we are looking at? So, is it anything left in UP or the MP one we are now going to bid for?
One project is left in UP under phase 4, around 950 crores. Apart from there are projects are coming up in the states of MP, Rajasthan and also other states.
Okay. And in terms of the bonus, sir, still that Aligarh-Kanpur package 5 and then the 15 crore of Aligarh-Moradabad, we have already received 15 crore we have received, and this Aligarh-Kanpur is pending?
No. In case of Aligarh-Moradabad, we had to receive the bonus because the final bill and other things to be settled. So we are talking to them. In case of Aligarh-Kanpur package 5, so once COD is declared, then we exactly know what would be the early completion bonus for a particular HAM project.
Apart from any other bonus that this year we can expect?
See, that depends the HAM projects, but this financial year as of now we are not expecting any bonus. If you complete any new ongoing HAM projects ahead of schedule, then we will be able to get the bonus.
Thank you. Shravan, sorry to interrupt you. I'll request you to join the queue again for a follow-up question. Next question is from the line of Ankit from GHB Securities. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Am I audible? Yeah, I just want to confirm one thing. So in last quarter, you have given a guidance of 10 to 15% in terms of revenue and EBITDA margin around 13 to 13.5%. So in current quarter, you are already making EBITDA margin of around 21%. So why the guidance is such that? So it is on the console basis or it is on standalone basis? The guidance.
It is standalone basis.
Okay, so on standalone basis.
21% for the console.
Sorry. Come back.
The guidance what we had given last year is on a standalone basis only, 13.5%.
Okay.
The last quarter of Q1 also, it is around that only.
Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So my question was with respect to the JJM opportunity in Uttar Pradesh phase 4. I think last time the figure that you gave us, it was supposed to be almost a 15,000 odd crore rupees sort of opportunity. And I think earlier in your comments you said, I mean, it's around 950, which is pending. So does it mean, I mean, the balance is already awarded? And I mean, if it is awarded, does it mean, I mean, we couldn't get any orders? So would that mean the competition has gone up, or how should we kind of consider this that we couldn't secure any order from almost 14,000 odd crore rupees of number that was bid in the recent past?
That is correct. The balance projects have been awarded. See, the projects, the majority of the projects comprising the distribution network, which we have not focused upon, because already we are doing distribution networks for a 2,880 gram panchayat. So we
almost 30 lakh households.
Yeah, 30 we are doing. We focus upon the surface water and including the cross-country pipeline and riding mains and all. There was a limited number of projects, but we couldn't get the any of these projects because of the stiff competition. So one project we left, so we'll be trying for that.
Okay. And so from our existing projects, how many DPRs would have been approved by now and the work has started? So how many more are yet to be approved from the existing?
Out of 2,880, almost 2,750 DPRs have been approved and thing. So as of now, we have a total workable fronts of 6,500. If you take out 1,500 crores nearly as on date, we have completed more than that. So around 5,000 crores work is left. So this year we are expecting 2,000 plus crores and remaining work would be able to execute in FY25.
Sure. And just one last question from my side. So when I look at our segment performance, right, and thank you for giving us the breakup between your old EPC and water. So what I realize is, and what is evident from the numbers is, essentially the road seem to be kind of declining. So in this quarter, when I compare it on a YOY basis, we seem to be down almost around 12%. And when I look at the last year number as well, the growth that we delivered was because of water and road was largely flat. When do you see the situation to change wherein the roads again would become a larger share? I mean, it still is a larger share, but then it doesn't appear to be the growth driver for the time and road seem to be the water seem to be the only growth driver. So when, I mean, do you see the situation to change wherein road again would start growing and we would also get to have support from water, which is where both the segments would drive growth rather than one of two segments driving growth?
Yeah, see, the growth will be on a balanced kind of a platform, will be framework only. See, what has happened in the road sector, some of the projects we are in the fag end, like whatever MD mentioned, DAV-29, LRR, AKP-5, and also we completed Bihar and all. So again, what has happened now, the 7 HAM projects, now they are in the picking up. So we started the last quarter and now they are in the picking up and they will have a peak during the next quarter and coming quarters, 2 quarters. So road continue to be our flag area. Road will continue to be the focus area. So definitely the margin, the revenue as well as the EBITDA margin will improve. Maybe there may be some temporary kind of aberration during the particular quarter. But otherwise, road will remain to be the our main focus area and also revenue contributor.
Sure. And one just last thing with your permission, please. I mean, this is more sort of bookkeeping kind of question. So when I look at our depreciation number, possible for you, I mean, I'm not sure if you have that number readily available with you or not, possible for you to kind of break it down between how much of this is because of the road and how much is attributable to the water segment. So the idea was to try and understand the water margins a little better, because when I look at the segment margin, water is doing around 15 on 9 margin. These are EBIT margins, so wherein we would have adjusted for depreciation. So
water, we don't have any major machinery deployed. Certainly, the depreciation in the water sector is very insignificant when compared to road, where we deploy heavy machinery. So practically, water, we have not deployed any plant and machinery, except a few kind of intermissions and other things. Even the drilling of bores and all done by expert agencies, they will bring their own bores and their own rigs and they do it. So it is not on the company's books.
And then how should I look at the margins? Because, I mean, in roads, we tend to take that equity infusion requirement as well, and despite that, the margin, segment margin are lower, and with water, which is pure pay, EPC, you are able to get access to mobilization advances as well. There's hardly any capex, but then seem to be generating much better margins. So how should I reconcile there's water which is generating more with lower capital intensity and then road is generating less?
No, once these new projects, new road projects are picked up, see the cost of thing now, marginal cost would be less when we have a higher revenue from the road sector. And even despite of the depreciation and other things, road will continue to earn that 13 to 35 13.5% EBITDA will sustain in the road sector alone. So this is a, now, as of now, as I said, that depreciation is not, almost nil in case of water. It is showing optically. But going forward, there should not be any issue in the road sector also. So that also, on a standalone basis, still will have a 13 to 13.5. Once these new projects and the ongoing completing projects also will be earning some amount, and all 7 projects are in full swing, which we started the execution sometime in the beginning of this year.
Thank you. Prem, sorry to interrupt you. I'll request you to join the queue again for a follow-up question. A request to all the participants, please restrict to 2 questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Nikhil from HDFC. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had a question. Last quarter, you said that you have identified around 11 HAM and 1 EPC for monetization. So where are we, like what's the position as on date on the monetization plan?
Yeah, that is as I, my colleague mentioned, that's the same thing, 11 HAM assets and 1 BOT toll asset. Out of 12 assets, already we have a completion for 6 assets. 1 more asset also will be getting the COD. And this same portfolio will continue.
So but you are include the monetization, the plans and all those things by the year end, right?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, on the JJM revenue for the full year, you mentioned 2,400 or 2,000 crores?
That is above 2,000. Above 2,000 plus.
Okay. And sir, the new the 4 new HAM assets that you had won in the last in last year. So, what is the expected appointed date for them?
We are expecting appointed dates for these projects during the fourth quarter of this current financial year.
Okay, sir. Understood. And sir, what is the current bid pipeline?
Current bid pipeline. There are so many bids. NHAI floated already over 68 projects that includes EPC and HAM both. That around that is costing around 65,000 crore rupees.
Okay, sir. So those were my initial questions. In case if I have more, I'll rejoin the queue. Thank you and all the best.
Please.
Thank you, Nikhil. Next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity once again. So my question is, are you looking to refinance the existing debt of the completed road project? And what are the opportunities which are available?
So we are already working monetization, so we are not thinking that.
That is on a sustainable levels only, as we mentioned during the course of speech, that it is 1.41, which is a sustainable kind of a thing. Post monetization, this will further get reduced. We are expecting it will be the below 1%, or below 1.
Understood, sir. My second question is, what are the kind of tie-ups, the debt tie-ups you're looking for the new project? And one, what kind of money is available, and at what rate and reset?
We have already tied up with the banks. We have, in principle, we have already received the sanction of all the 4 projects, and the final sanction is under process.
So
the
date will be shared separately.
ROI, what ROI, and what
the bonds?
Pardon?
Is it possible to raise to tie up the debt in the bond market?
No,
sir. We are taking the long-term debt from the banks.
Understood. What are the reset dates, sir? Only 1 year? 1 year? 1 year or is more than 1 year?
One year.
Understood, sir. Thank you, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Jiten Roshi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks once again for taking my question. Sir, on the bid pipeline, you highlighted that you have bidded for 11,400 crore, which can open for next couple of months. But sir, anything which you can highlight on the non-road segment, as we are also targeting 2 to 3,000 crore of inflows from metros, rails, and what are the particular bids which are outstanding as of now, and any upcoming bids which you can give in terms of value from various states, if possible?
See, what bids we had already submitted, 11 bids, 5 HAM and 6 EPC. Most of them are highway sector only, and except there is one major bridge is there, elevated structure is there, over 3,000 crores. Others are from the highway sector only.
Okay, so 11 bids plus 12 bids, that is what we are trying to say. Right?
11 bids, that includes the elevated corridor of 3,000 crores.
And these are all NHAI?
NHAI, MRTH, both are there.
Sir, interestingly, sir, this time, MoRTH, we have started participating in, and even competitors are participating in the MoRTH projects. So, what kind of pipeline do we see? Because we have already got one project and, more. So, what kind of view we can give towards the MoRTH pipeline? Because NHAI is always, big pipeline, large pipeline. But on the MoRTH, what kind of pipeline you see other than NHAI? Where
see,
we can participate?
I'll tell you. Look at 12,000 kilometers roads to be awarded during the FY24. That is what target set by the ministry. 50% by NHA, 6,000 kilometers, and remaining 60% by MoRTH and NHADCL, Infrastructure Development Corporation, who do the this Parvatmala and other things in the border roads. So this time, MoRTH is also coming out with the bids on their own, and we see some kind of a substantial amount of pipeline from MoRTH also.
So basically, we can see around 30,000-40,000 crore from MoRTH also, other than 65,000 crore of NHA.
We have not really assessed what would be in the value in terms of estimated cost, but it should be around that only.
So that is again a big positive for us in terms of inflows.
Yes, yes, yes. Because earlier also we executed successfully 2 MoRTH projects executed through state NH departments.
But sir, anything on railways or metros and state highways this year, you can throw some light on?
We are expecting some bids from the Maharashtra government also from MSRDC that is costing around 30,000 crore.
When you have to submit these bids, sir?
It's a pre-qualification document is already submitted. And we are expecting
bids will come out
next month.
Yeah, bids will, RFPs maybe next couple of months, RFP should be there. This bids floated by MSRDC in the state of Maharashtra.
So likely awarding would be November, December probably.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So we will participate in all the projects. We are qualified to participate in all.
Yeah, a majority of the thing we submitted our RFQ and we are qualifying.
Okay, sir. That's all on my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ash Shah from Lara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, you mentioned about the Jal Jeevan Mission bid. So can you just give some value on that? So you said ki apart from Uttar Pradesh, you are participating in MP and Rajasthan. So if you could provide some color on what is the total value size of those projects that you are looking to bid or something like that?
See, some of the bids are there already floated, and some of the bids they had to float because again under JGM. So exactly value don't have in hand, but we'll share with you separately.
Okay, that's all from my
side. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Sriman from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My question pertains to competitive intensity, both in HAM as well as in EPC projects. Because one of your competitor in its concall just said that they are basically bidding for higher EPC project over rupees 1,000 crores. So how do you see the competitive intensity currently, both in EPC as well as in HAM?
Sir, on a relative terms, definitely competition in EPC is more than HAM, because the HAM required 60% investment by the concessionaire. So certainly competition in the EPC is more. And similarly, competition in the lesser value of the work is more when compared to competition with the higher value of works. Because even EPC also, if you have a larger works of 3,000 to 4,000, it would require some kind of a working capital. Similarly, in case of larger HAM projects, 60% of the debt and equity has to be imposed by the concessionaire. So that also required a credibility with the banks and lenders. So this is as simple as that. More size is more, less is the competition. And the investment is more, less is the competition.
So you are also looking to bid for a higher EPC project, more than 1,000 crores, something like that?
Definitely. If our preference would be that, in case given set of basket of projects, our focus would be
higher value.
On a higher value, both in terms of HAM as well as EPC.
Okay. And sir, are you also looking to bid for a station redevelopment project, because government has just come with 24,000 crores of project for station redevelopment. So what's your take on that?
We are evaluating the opportunity. So we have not taken any call on that. So we'll share with you once we have some kind of a findings of our internal evaluation.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my side, and all the best to you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from Lano Vishal Pedival from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on the margins front, I think if we look at on 15% growth rate and plus, we are targeting better revenue from JJM project, which is a higher margin. Now, but our guidance on the margin is still the same. I mean, just trying to understand, like, you know, are we conservative enough on the guidance front, or probably it can surprise on the upside, the 13.5% that you guided?
Yeah, if you see the JGM, total portfolio of JGM is around 7,000 crores. What we achieved around 1400 plus crores, which is just a 20%. Now it will be premature to say that JGM will have a higher margin and all, because the items are there, we are executing. The situation will crystallize only once we reach more than 50% of the JGM, whether the JGM projects are giving higher margin than the whole. But overall margin, still we are maintaining at 13 to 13.5%. That includes both JGM as well as road sector. So it will be too premature to say that JGM works will be giving higher margin until unless we execute at least more than 50% of the order book available under the JGM.
Okay, sure, sir. And second question is on, I mean, like, you know, the road sector opportunity, though, I mean, like, you know, the opportunity remains, but within that, on a quarterly basis, we have seen not much of bridge pipeline, or probably, like, you know, the bridges are not coming. So at a sector level, can you share, like, you know, it is more to do with, like, NHAI or probably anything that you can highlight that will help you?
Actually, pipeline is there, yeah. Even pipeline was there even the last financial year also. Because the NHA wants to ensure that land is in place before award of the projects and other internal issues and all. See, these bids, bid due dates are continuously getting postponed. See, the whatever bids they plan to bid before the 31st March 23, they postponed to first quarter, and the first quarter again, further they postponed to second quarter. So pipeline is there, both with NHA and MoRTH. Because of there some internal issues, and they also want to have a land in place. So the bid dates are getting shifted from time to time. Otherwise, there is enough pipeline. Because, see, once they set a target of 12,000 kilometers of road, so then they have to do, now it comes to around 2 lakh crores kind of a thing. So they have to award. That's why, as our MD said during his speech, the intensity of award would be much higher during the second half of the current financial year. Because until unless they don't bid, they don't bid out an award, so they would not be in a position to achieve the target of 12,000 crores before the end of current financial year.
Okay. Sure, sir. And in terms of just on the first question, which I just asked on the margin and the coming on the revenue contribution, so irrigation as a sector or probably like, you know, other than roads, so in FY24 itself, it will contribute more than 30%, and that will be continuing even in the next year?
See, as you said, the 2,000 plus crores, and last year we had around 7,000, 15% our revenue guidance comes to around 8,000. So 2,000 crores plus would be, I say, around roughly around 25%
of the total. 25 to 30%
from the non-road sector and 70 to 75% from the road sector for the current financial year.
Okay, sure, sir. I'll come back in the queue for more, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Just a couple of questions, sir. Sir, water margins have dipped QOQ. I know, I understand Q4 is always a better quarter for execution. But should we expect our margins to become again, go back to 17, 18 levels for water by Q4? EBIT margins, I'm saying.
Yeah. Second quarter, since because as I mentioned, the monsoon is very intense and also mm-hmm. very active, because the our fixed cost will remain same, whereas the revenue would be lesser than what we have achieved in the Q4 and Q1. So we need to see how this, whether this 16-17% would be able to sustain or not, because of the low volume of low revenues in the Q2 because of the monsoon season.
Okay. And sir, just one more question. We will receive somewhere around 2,500 crores of cash, and we have an equity investment requirement of around 1,100 crores. So will the excess go entirely to reduce the debt?
Let us see. Actually, we have 1,200 crore equity requirement of the existing projects. Right. As a MD sir had told that we are also going to bid, and we are expecting the around 10,000 crore in this year. So we require the equity to be infused in those projects.
Okay.
Apart from, we have a CapEx requirement of CapEx will be there.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you. That's all from us.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your participation in our earning call. We have uploaded the presentation on our company website as well as on our exchanges. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the strategic growth advisors, our investor relations advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of IDBI Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.